events are linked to the fact that Abdoulaye Wade wanted to maintain his position. He is not entitled to a third term, and the movement of June 23rd asked Abdoulaye Wade to step down. And not only he didn't react positively to this demand from the country, all the sections of the population, but at the same time, his Minister of Interior is forbidding any rally in Dakar and in some other area from the June 23rd movement. He went so far as to treat young people as vagrant persons, and therefore all the young people are very angry about this, and they are demonstrating throughout the country, not only in Dakar, but also in other cities throughout Senegal. And I don't think they will step down until such time as Abdoulaye Wade withdraws his candidature.
That seems very unlikely that Abdoulaye Wade will step down and not stand as a candidate. And as you say, the youth and 23rd of June movement will continue their protests. So unfortunately, it looks like a situation where we're going to see increasing and continuing violence. Is that your opinion?
Unfortunately, in fact, Senegal is on the brink of chaos. Only person who is responsible for that is Abdoulaye Wade. Almost 90 want to have a third term of 7 years. This is unthinkable. The country would not accept, and he is prepared after his constitutional coup d'etat to prepare an electoral coup d'etat. So the country, the young people, the population is adamant on this. He cannot stand up. If he wants to save this country from collapse, from chaos, he has to withdraw his candidature.
We know that there are many angry young people on the streets of various cities and towns in Senegal. What about the feeling of other portions of the population? How do older people feel about this election and the possible violence and continuing violence?
For the last 2 years, people have been protesting against the decision of Abdoulaye Wade to stand up. He has been warned not to stand up. But he has been consistently saying that whatever the situation will be, he will stand up. And therefore, I think the majority of the population have enough of Abdoulaye Wade.
Senegal is usually seen as a quiet and stable country in West Africa. But these elections, they really threaten to tear it apart.
Of course, because Senegal for the last 40 years have never witnessed coup d'etat, civil strife, etc. All the crisis we went through has been managed by President Senghor and after him, President Abdou Diouf. But since Abdoulaye Wade came, he has torn the country apart. He has a partisan policy on every issue of the country, and he has torn apart religious movements, political organization, corruption, wide-scale corruption. And so people are really tired and sick of Abdoulaye Wade and his misgovernance.
There are some 23,000 soldiers and paramilitary police on the streets. How does the army and security services feel about firing on their own people? Will they continue to do so, or will there be a point whereby they stop supporting Wade and join the protesters?
This is why I think Abdoulaye Wade has to stop, because this senseless repression cannot go on. This is why I think if these things continue, Senegal might fall into chaos, because the policemen, the gendarmerie and the military, the soldiers, in fact, today they were supposed to vote today and tomorrow, which was actually a way for Abdoulaye Wade to kind of make an electoral coup d'etat, because he wanted to use their vote. And most of them did not show up to vote. And this is an indication that they are not with him. They are against his way of ruling this country. Not only the civilian population, but even the military from this wide-scale abstention are showing that they are not with him. Therefore, I think the international community, all the friends of Senegal have to say something. The only stable country in the sub-region in West Africa might fall into chaos.